Great job, Commander. Go ahead and feel your foot soldier's biceps. You've earned it.
Thank you. My voice is soft and dazed. My fingers extend, resting atop the muscle. Whoa, it's so warm. And it's so smooth. I press my fingertips in hard, feeling a slight fleshy resistance. It's squishy just beneath the surface, but it hardens as I push deeper. It's like he's got a baseball in there. So round, so tight.
Yeah, that's a good little commander.
Tyson reaches forward and places his free hand around my neck.
Kiss it.
What? My eyes widen. Kiss?
That's right. I'll give you this one for free. I won't even make you surrender more of your rations.
He pulls on my neck, guiding my face down toward the muscle. I make no effort to resist. At an intellectual level, I'm repulsed by this. He's a man. He's my subordinate. Everyone is watching us. This is wrong on so many levels. But emotionally, I'm open to what's happening. My palms are sweating and my cheeks are on fire. He's triggering something in my brain. It started when I sniffed his scent. It started when I gave him that cash. What's happening to me? My lips press against his delicate skin, feeling the fiery warmth of his body. The kiss is shallow, innocent, and awkward. He relaxes his grip, allowing me to pull back while I lick my lips. There's a salty, dirty flavor. It's his sweat residue. It makes my head spin. It amplifies my confusion. Sir, I whisper the word.
What was that? Say it again so everyone can hear you.
Sir! My eyes widen as the word exits my mouth. It's just three simple letters, but here in the military, it conveys so much. For a commander to call a new recruit sir, there's nothing more humiliating. Why did I do it? The moment I tasted his sweat, it just sort of happened. It came naturally. This isn't how things are supposed to be, though. Everyone in our unit will lose respect for me. This is the nail in the coffin for my leadership. I'm being destroyed. How can I salvage this?
Shh. Don't feel bad. Just keep looking at my body.
Tyson lifts his shirt, displaying his abs.
Give me more food and I'll let you lick.
Lick?
Yeah, we both know it's what you need.
Panic exits my body as I stare down at his tight, hard abs. They're sharp and jagged like rocky outcrops. It's like they've been carved by centuries of wind. The sight calls out to me. I need this. I need this so badly. I look into my sack and pull out a box of tea bags. Here you go, sir. I pass it to him while lowering my eyes in shame.
Good. You have permission to approach.
I lean toward his abs while snickers and murmurs echo around us. My pink tongue extends, pressing against his unblemished skin. The taste hits me like a brick wall, metallic, boyish, filthy. It makes me salivate. My tongue begins running up over his abs, dipping into the contours and savoring his lean fitness. He's powerful, physically and mentally. I no longer feel like a commander. I feel like a prisoner of war. These muscles are doing something to my mind. They're making me feel so small and pathetic.
That's a good boy.
I just let out a grunt. Allowing a soldier to call me a boy is unheard of. This is fucked up.
Man, look at this.
Tyson gestures toward me.
Your illustrious commander is licking muscle. He's giving his food to someone more powerful and competent. He's finally realizing his place.
Laughter fills the air, but it sounds fuzzy and distant. All I can focus on is this taste. I've got to keep licking.
I'm teaching you all an important lesson today. Out here in the jungle, we've reverted to our most primal state. In the wild, the strong subjugate the weak. They take their food. They take their territory. It's natural.
I let out a confused groan.
Your commander is incompetent. A man like this could never lead us.
Tyson lovingly scratches behind my ears while he speaks.
Hell, he's barely even a man at all. He's a queer.
My eyes widen as he speaks the word. It's a statement so shocking that it pulls me from my strange trance. Queer? I look up into his eyes.
That's right. I can see what you are. We all can.
A wicked smirk curls at his lips.
I had my suspicions when we first met, but I wasn't sure. It's easy to confirm, though. All I've got to do is flex.
What do you mean?
When a man flexes, it triggers pleasure receptors in a homo's brain. It's a natural way to exert influence. Queers need this shit. It's programmed into them by nature.
But I have a wife and son back home. I can't be a queer.
Do you really think that means shit? You aren't straight just because you can get hard and fuck a pussy. All that matters is what you truly desire. You were raised in a society that shames you. You've buried your true yearnings deep, and I'm here to pull them to the surface. I'm like a miner digging a shaft down into your heart, and I've struck gold today.